This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Amber, first things first, I want to apologize to you for everything that's about to happen. I already know what's going to happen. Steve and I have known each other for so long that I already know he's going to lie and not admit that he cries.
Yeah.
Well, I cry not at movies.
Yeah.
All of the sappy movies that you watch.
They're not sap. What? Right, like, they're funny.
27 Dresses or whatever it is.
That was hilarious. Although the part in there. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you cry when we were young? There's a movie that Amber would never probably know, but it's called Brian Song.
Oh, it's super old. Yeah, it has to do with the first black and white NFL football players to room together. It's the white black thing, yeah.
And one of them dies.
He does. Billy, yeah, he dies. Yeah, I guess
I remember being in school. They wheel in the AV cart. Yep. We're watching it, and I'm trying to not like. Oh God, dead!
He's
dead.
The one.
Oh my! Everyone was crying except for
the tough guys,
the jocks, the like pinhead. Like I lift weights, and that death is part of life.
Yeah, see, us jocks understand that death is part of life.
Us jocks.
I used to be. Anyway.
I know, but I don't think you get to say us jocks anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's jock always?
I feel like the jock culture needs to all come together and go, Steve, no.
We got to get you out of our
You've
culture.
Been voted off the island.
Yeah.
You're out. There is 82% of humanity cries at movies. 71% of men cry at movies.
No.
Yep. Movies are made to make you feel things,
okay.
Whether that's laughter or sadness. It's impossible to not have cried at something.
Okay, when John Wick's puppy, I didn't cry at that.
It is a very emotional thing, but I didn't even cry at that because it's just the plot point that's going to make him go murder everyone.
And everyone that he shoots, I weep a little for. There's only like 500,000 of them, so pretty much emotionally drained.
Did my apology help this ahead of time?
Yeah.
So I think what we want to do is we want to talk to people like, if you're not Steve, what if we did this? What if we got little eye speculums like they do in like Clockwork Orange and held your eyes open?
Oh, yeah.
And whatever movies people call in with right now, you have to watch and try not to cry.
Okay, I'm down with
you
that.
No, you're not, because you won't. I've tried to get you to watch things.
I will.
He can only watch half-hour-long television shows or documentaries.
Yep. Yeah.
I cried at Dexter when I realized it's an hour long and not a half hour long.
Didn't I literally buy you the DVDs and you still didn't?
I know how to work DVDs. I did watch them.
Amber, what makes you cry? What movie? Specifically, is there a movie that, like, no matter what, and do you subject yourself to it on purpose?
Ooh.
Because there's certain things that I know, like I never saw Marley and Me because I knew what it was going to do.
Yeah.
And I don't want to subject myself to
you
that.
You just cry.
It's a dog.
Yep.
I mean, a person dies in a movie, I'm like, meh. A dog dies anywhere. It's like.
Because I went to the theater on a date and watched that movie, and everyone around me was just bawling.
And?
Everyone around me was just.
You're going to say you didn't even. Do not lie, Steve. You.
So I put my arm around her and did the. Kind of
your right.
Yes,
so that only handled your left
white.
Eye.
Yes.
What about your right eye?
I just had to let it go.
All right, Amber, what's your movie?
Well,
what's your go-to?
I cry at everything, but The Lion King.
What part?
Steel Magnolias.
Do you only cry in the middle of The Lion King? Because it ends happy because everybody dies, right? All the bad guys die. Scar's dead.
Yeah.
Hyena's dead.
Like,
but you cry when.
Right.
Which part?
You can't tell Steve because he hasn't seen it, which is ridiculous.
I was told that Scar's the cool one in the
As
whole
a grown ass man, I don't know that he can. I think it's probably too late.
It's too late. You've missed. You missed
tell
your
me what,
boat.
What part is it?
When Mufasa dies.
And he's which one is?
He's the dad.
He's the dad.
He's the Lion King.
He is
at the beginning.
Right.
Oh,
he is the king.
Yeah, and then and Mufasa, his Simba, believes he's responsible, and he's like he's going up to him. He's like. dad, get up. And he's like, he doesn't know. Oh. It's like, he's like, he's like trying to get his dad up. And it's like,
and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of animal things have like, made, but I, you know what else is on this list that I love?
What?
My Girl. Throwback. I loved that movie.
You were saying that someone dies, you get a beehive.
Macaulay Culkin, yeah. He's got
locust
like...
locust nest or something.
Allergies and...
Did he know he had allergies?
I think so.
I don't remember, but yeah, he goes running off into the woods.
To find her ring.
Yes.
And then he finds the ring and he steps in the beehive or something happens and all the bees attack him and he dies.
And he dies.
Out in the woods? Did she get her ring back or...
The assumption is, Steve, it's all you care about is like, you're dead, but need to know you didn't die in vain. Yes. Here's the deal. Can we have people call right now and tell us the movies that might, because I cried at My Girl. I don't think, I'm going to say
you
this.
You cried at My Girl.
I'm going to say, I don't think people are going to be able, if a movie made anyone on the planet Earth cry, then it made me cry.
Oh, okay.
I cry at
I cry a lot too.
But I do it on purpose. I will seriously sit down and watch Toy Story 3 that I know is going to wreck me for 30 minutes just to get wrecked.
Is that like therapeutic?
Every once in a while, especially as a guy.
You need like an excuse to cry. See, I can just do that without.
Yeah, you're a girl.
Anything.
You can just be like, oh my God, if for some reason my car door doesn't open, you're like, man.
Is that the one where Jesse gets dropped off on the side of the road?
No, that's Toy Story 2.
I thought that was kind of funny.
That actually is. What? That's very sad. They're playing like a Sarah McLachlan song, and it's like it reminds you of the puppy commercials that she does, where it's like
those puppy commercials. Those make me cry too
every time. All right, what is the movie that makes you cry? Did you ever see the new Star Is Born, Steve? Yes, no.
I saw parts of that. I understand that he dies from alcoholism or something.
Sort of.
I had to, the theater cleared out before I could get up. I was so...
You can't get up, right? Because you're just...
Yes.
You were doing the full on, not little cry,
it
but
was,
like... yeah. It's when you have to get a breath that you know you're not going to be able to get
hitch.
It back. Is that what it's called?
Like Yeah.
I remember it happened to me in Life as a House, which is a movie nobody knows, but trust me, go watch it. It's a cancer movie. Like, I can do the...
Oh, you know what else is a cancer movie that always gets me?
Yeah.
Stepmom.
I've never seen
Stepmom. Oh my gosh. It just... Well, because I feel like it reminded me of, like, me and my mom's relationship a little bit. And, like, oh, you just, like, put yourself in her position, and they're, like, saying goodbye, and you're just like... She's like talking about her like wedding and how her mom's not going to be. I'm like tearing up thinking about it. Like, it's so sad. She's like, when you fall in love, I'm going to be with you. And you're like,
God.
There's a genre of movies called cancer movies.
Like Terms of Endearment falls in there. Like
cancer
movies.
Cancer movie.
All right.
Pretty much any cancer movie is going to make. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to call. You're going to make Amber and I cry. And then to get it out of our system, we're going to beat Steve up because he's going to be like, yawn. What is the movie that makes you cry? Christy?
Yeah, guys.
Yay. What are you crying to?
Okay, so I cried through Titanic, and I like sobbed so hard I couldn't breathe, and I started hiccuping, and the saddest part was like I already knew what the ending was.
We all know what the ending is.
But it couldn't help it. Once they got to the part where there was no more boats, and there's like the mom and the baby, and she's like, where do I go, sir? And he's like, there's no more boats. And I lost it.
Anybody else in the room cry at Titanic? Steve's a hard no.
No.
I don't think so. I was young, so I don't think I really...
grasped it?
Yeah, like connected to it in that way.
I didn't care about Leo or Kate. I didn't.
Well, she's crying about the other people, the mom, the baby, and not getting in the boat.
All the people.
But I know, but I guess I hated them so much that I was just focused on them and their stupid
care about
door.
The other
I was like, everybody's gone. You're right. That's Cassandra.
Yai.
What movie made you cry?
Life as a House.
Thank you.
What is that?
It's one of the cancer movies.
I got to get on board.
Okay. And I knew you were going to say this because I just heard it. Steve will be happy because the house gets built, man.
Now we're talking.
It is sort of a, picture. Just pretend you're watching like DIY or something with like Ty Bennington or whatever his name is.
Lots of plot twists between families, but it's just, it'll just wreck you three ways from Sunday in your head. But it's so good.
It's people are dying or?
One person.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a dad and he finds out that he's sick and then he's just, it's just this big. It's very, very dramatic.
Here's a weird thing. I know Steve has a weird, secret, creepy crush, sort of, on Mary Steenburgen.
Okay, no, I don't have a crush on her.
In the third, Back to the Future.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so she's in it.
Okay.
Maybe now you'll sit through the cancer
movie. There's hot chicks in it.
Amber, for you, if you want, if you're in need of really getting it out, that I guarantee you, you will get it out.
I'm going to put that one in my back pocket and save it for a rainy day.
You are going to literally, it made me cry like as a kid. And then as I grew up and you kind of got more of it. Yep. Oh my God. I made my husband watch it. He just stared at me the whole time. He's like, this is ridiculous.
It's an amazing, it's a great movie. Life is a house.
Okay.
But I would say, I would try to force you to watch it with me, but then I know you're going to butch up and playing like Slim Jims and just be like, bah, 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 like that. AJ?
Yay.
What movie makes you cry?
First movie to ever make me cry was Gladiator with Russell Crowe at the end where his gladiator partner buried all the dolls and then you see him meeting his wife and kid over in heaven or whatever afterlife they're in.
Yeah, they got killed.
But did you cry? I cried a little bit at that.
Oh, yeah. I cried so much. It was the first one that ever made me cry in front of all my family and friends. And it was just, it was a moment.
His wife was hot. I always hate when they kill the hot-looking ladies.
Oh,
that I hate.
But think about this. They killed her when she was young and hot. So if in heaven you are the last you were, at least he gets to go to heaven and he's with his young hot wife.
That's happy now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I could taste the bile in my own throat. I felt like Amber's turning on me. And this was our bonding moment. It's a hot dead wife. Hot dead. All right, let's keep going. Noelle.
Hi.
What's going to make us cry?
Okay, so all the movies you talked about make me cry, but the one that I can't watch again because it makes me cry is called Hachi. It's about a dog whose owner dies. And if you think it's sad when a dog dies, it's really sad when their owner dies.
Oh,
wow.
Hachi. I've never even heard of it.
I haven't either.
I'm all in on it.
Richard Gere. Yep, Richard Gere.
I love Richard Gere.
I don't like him.
Why?
Never mind. There was a whole thing circulating when we were kids about him and a hamster, and then it's hard to watch. It's hard to look at him ever again.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I don't want to look into it.
Google it later. Lydia.
Yai, guys.
Yai. What movie made you cry?
I have the saddest movie in the world. Pay It Forward.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
I completely forgot about Haley Joel.
Oh, my God. You cry and cry.
Oh, I sobbed.
But you know what? You can't watch it anymore.
No, I have it on DVD. It's still in the wrapper. Will not watch it.
It's got Kevin Spacey in it.
You're right.
And
it does.
Now that he's a creeper, we're not allowed to watch his creepy.
There's so many good Kevin Spacey movies.
But he,
I've never,
oh my God. Dang, it's Haley Joel Osment, I see dead people. That kid.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It'll cry for hours.
You will.
That is another one, just like Life as a House. You will not stop crying. That's a great one, Lydia.
I hate when they do that in the fast food lines, that pay it forward crap, and that just...
This is a different kind of pay it forward.
Because of that.
Okay, Starbucks pay it forward will not make you cry this one.
Okay.
Brittany.
Yay.
What makes you cry?
Seven Pounds.
What was that?
Seven Pounds with Will Smith. This one I don't know. Do you know this one?
I know. I haven't watched it. I know of it.
I know Bad Boys 2 just came out, but I don't know if
I think that one's going to make me cry for spending the money on it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is two really old men trying to act like good cop, bad cop. Thank you for the call. Brenda.
Hi.
What movie makes you cry?
City of Angels with Nicolas Cage.
Well, I know your wife, Slacker's wife, hates Nicolas
Cage. We have a no Nick Cage rule in our house. No Nick Cage.
So you can't.
Yeah, there's like.
Oh my goodness.
And wasn't there a hit song?
Angels.
That's Goo Goo Dolls.
Falls in love with a heart surgeon, and then God lets him take human form. He gives up his immortality. He finally gets her to fall in love with him, spends one night with her, and then she dies in a car crash.
Yeah.
Cool.
She gets run over. She's riding her bike or something, right?
Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like he gets one night.
It's the song, and I give up forever.
Yeah,
that's Goo Goo Dolls. It was like
wow.
Yeah, that's That's not going to get Steve, because all he can think, he's just going to be singing the song all the time. I know those guys. Last one, and we're told this is going to get you.
It's gonna, I'm going to cry.
This could
this
be your movie.
Going to make me cry.
Rhonda.
Yeah.
What movie is going to make Steve cry?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, The Shank. Which part?
The Shank!
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You do not
Seriously?
Cry.
Seriously?
I just...
Brooks was like nothing.
Come on, yeah, Brooks and Red were here.
On the beach? Come on,
yeah.
Steve.
Oh, when they were at the Zawata Neho.
Zawata, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing?
I've seen it a million times and cry every time. And it's
every time.
Movie. Yeah. That one doesn't get you?
Well, when Red, at the very end, when Red gets free too, I don't know. I don't sob. I don't
we get him close, but not all the way over the hump.
All right.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.